started, I am simply thrilled to introduce my guest today, Rakesh Soni. Soni, are you prepared to ignite?
Yes, John.
Yes. Soni is co-founder and CEO of Login Radius, a social login and sharing platform for web and mobile applications. He and his high school friend, Deepak Gupta, founded the company in 2012 and have both been involved full-time in the company. Giving our listeners just a little overview, Soni, so take a minute. Tell us about you personally, because we want to get to know you. Then give us an overview of your business.
Sure, John. I'm originally from India, moved to Canada in 2006, an engineer by professional. So I did my bachelor's in engineering from India. And then I did my master's in engineering from the University of Alberta here in Edmonton, Canada. And we end up starting this business with my co-founder Deepak, who I knew since grade 9. And about Login Radius, what we do is we provide social login and social sharing for web and mobile applications so that businesses can increase the user engagement, they can have better understanding of their users, and then they can leverage those users for marketing purposes.
User engagement is so powerful, especially these days, Soni. So I'm really excited to be diving into exactly what you do at Login Radius and exactly what the journey is that took you here. But before we get to that, we always start Entrepreneur on Fire off with a success quote to really get that motivational ball rolling. So take it away.
Yeah, for sure. Well, my mantra is that dream big. And let your dreams take you there.
Dream big and let your dreams take you there. So really break that down for us. Why do you love that mantra, Soni, and how do you apply it to your life?
Whatever you want to do, doesn't matter whether it's an entrepreneur or an artist or anything, right? You start dreaming what you really want to achieve. And then you attach yourself to that dream so much that your dream's going to drive you there. And that's what I believed in too. So before starting the business, I knew that, yes, I wanna start a business. I want to build a company. And I was so inspired by that. And I was so attached to it that everything, you know, started coming together.
Did you have a dream to come to North America when you were living in India?
It was part of the journey of the big dream I had, or I still have. I wanted to learn. That's why I came to North America.
I have had a few Indians on my show, and you know, I love sharing with them the 4 months that I was able to spend in your great country, India, where I actually traveled pretty much the entire continent as much as possible during those 4 months, with one stop in Mumbai, where I was in a Bollywood movie with Shah Rukh Khan and Katrina Kaif.
Wow, that's good. I never met him personally either.
He's a pretty interesting guy for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
What I want to do now is take the spotlight of this interview and turn it to you. We've already talked about the journey a few times. We've talked about what your dreams are, and we're going to dive even more into that. But first and foremost, we want to hear a story of a time that you failed, of a time that you faced a massive obstacle, and maybe you just fell flat in your face. Tell us that story, Soni. Really take us down there to the ground level and share with us the lessons you learned.
Before starting Login Radius, I had two more ideas, and I was working full-time as an engineer, and I was so, you know, wanted to start my own company, but lack of financial resources, I wasn't able to quit my job, and I was very attached to this idea where I was coming with another internet-based product, and I failed building that product. And the reason was that was a very complicated product and required, you know, at least 5 to 6 developers to handle that. And because I was working only part-time and I was trying to manage people, and things did not work out. So I spent a significant amount of my saving and end up into not even launching the product. So that was a big failure for me, but I decided not to quit at that time and rather take another route and start working on the second idea. from which actually I came up with the Login Radius idea. So I put that second idea on hold. But the very first one was a big failure that I wasn't able to bring the beta product out. And it was a big failure on technical side as well as the team building and a team collaboration side.
So, Sony, I'm a big fan of Seth Godin, and I love his book, The Dip, where he talks very eloquently about how so many entrepreneurs give up before they see that success, where if they had just kept going forward, they would have seen that success. But then in that book, he also talks about the importance of knowing, you know, when it is a good time to give up and, you know, when it is a good time to pivot and to really change your direction. So what is your philosophy about that? And do you think that you made the right choice?
So there are two things. One is the pivoting, right? When you pivot from one to another, I think that's more your business decision, that this is not working out, there's no market for this thing, or we are not able to figure out, like the people are not willing to pay for this service, etc. So that's more like a business decisions, right? But if you believe in an idea and you quit, then my philosophy is that I will not quit unless until it's a completely proven that there is no market or there is no opportunity. If there is an opportunity, I'm very confident that there is always a way out to, you know, grab that opportunity and build a company out of it. So that's my approach.
I love that approach, Sony, because there's no substitute for passion. So if you really do have passion, Fire Nation, about something, you better make sure before you stop pursuing that passion that you have really proven that that concept 100% is not going to work. And Seth Godin does end by saying, sometimes the only way to get out of a hole is to stop digging. So there does come a point where you do need to say, you know what, let's move on in a different direction. So Sony, boil it down for us. Share with Fire Nation just one lesson that you want us to take away from that experience in your life.
If you are really passionate and you believe in that idea, that every when you look at any success story, is always start with the very first person. And you have to be that first person. And the 99% of everybody else in the world will not believe in what you believe in. And that's why you will stand out. So if you believe in it, you just pursue it, unless until you figure it out that, yes, there's no opportunity out there.
So Sony, let's go to the other end of the spectrum now. Let's talk about an aha moment. Let's talk about a light bulb that went off at some point in your journey as an entrepreneur. Like, take us to that moment. Tell us that story and share with us the steps that you took to turn that idea into success.
As I mentioned earlier, I was working on my second idea and we launched the beta product in the second one and we spent a lot of time to bring traffic to our website. And that's where we realized that there are a lot of people coming to our website, but they are not converting into our registered user. And that was a very costly job for us, that we are spending a lot of time and the cost to acquire per customer is so high. And that's where we realized the problem, that people are not willing to spend 15 minutes to create another account. They are not willing to create another username password because they already have so many of them. And that's when we realized this, there's a problem. And after doing significant, like a little bit of research, we came to know that there is a technology exists which allows users to sign up with their existing accounts on Gmail or Hotmail or Facebook or LinkedIn, etc. So we decided to build that solution for ourselves. And it took us a couple of months to build a very basic one. And then we realized that this problem is faced by millions of sites and business owners out in the world. So why cannot we share the same solution with everybody so that they don't need to spend a couple of months to figure it out? And that's how we realized the potential of this solution, and we decided to launch it as a SaaS, you know, product as a Login Radius.
Sony, that's so powerful for so many ways. You came up with a solution for yourself, and then you identified that that solution was giving other people problems throughout the entire internet, and then you could actually make a resource to solve it. I mean, that's that perfect situation of seeing a void out there, finding that niche, that problem that's not being scratched, scratching it for yourself, and then scratching it for everybody else. So boil it down for us, Sony. If you could just have us walk away with one lesson from that point in your life, from that aha moment, what would it be?
So in that moment, I think there was an emotional touch there that we decided to build a solution around this new idea. And that's why we decided to put the other idea on hold. And that's where you feel like, hey, I spent 6 months or 12 months on the other idea, and now I'm putting that on hold because of this new idea. So that was the decision you had to make. And again, if you are, this decision can be driven by the dreams, because I wanted to build a very big company, and I felt that this second idea has more potential. So I decided to put the first one on hold and pursue the second one.
So Sony, by now you know that here at Entrepreneur on Fire, we love stories. Fire Nation loves sitting around a campfire, a virtual campfire right now with you, with me. Marshmallows are in place. So tell us the story, Sony. Tell us your proudest entrepreneurial moment.
Well, my proudest moment was that when I quit the job, if I look at any other young person, they probably go after finding a better job. And I said, no, I will be creating jobs. And I'm very proud that today at Logan Radius, we are employing 25 people.
Wow.
And that is affecting life of, I'm pretty sure, 75 people. So I think that's the proudest moment, when you are able to create the jobs and you're contributing back to the society.
That's the ripple effect, Sony, that us as entrepreneurs have on this world. People right now in over 145 countries are listening to this interview right here, being inspired by your journey. There are 75 people at your company, 25 at your company, but 75 in the families of extended that are being positively impacted because you're providing a place of work, you're providing a salary, you're providing benefits. This is really powerful stuff, Fire Nation, to take in the impact that entrepreneurs can have. When Sony left his job, he didn't want to look for that next better job one step up to get that next higher rung of salary. He wanted to create something where he would be responsible for impacting lives, for having a ripple effect, for creating jobs. It's that creating gene that really separates the entrepreneur. And that's what I really want to talk about now, Sony, because we've just talked about a great aha moment you've had. We've talked about a proud entrepreneurial moment that you've had. These are really powerful stories, but it's not always that way for entrepreneurs. And that's why we talk about failures to start, because for entrepreneurs, for small business owners, we're on an emotional roller coaster, Sony. You know, some days we're on the highest of highs, and then next day we crash down. We're at the lowest of lows. The emotional roller coaster that entrepreneurs have to face is pretty tough to deal with. So share with us, number one, your philosophy of the entrepreneurial journey. And then number two, how you keep some semblance of a balance.
My first thing is definitely, again, comes back to believing in something and in your passion. So if you are passionate enough and you believe something, then you will be able to, you know, be self-motivated and will be driven. So that's the first one. And even if you fail, you will, you know, stand up and again fight for it. So that's all comes down from passion side. And what was the second one?
How do you keep some type of semblance in your entrepreneurial journey?
In my case, again, it's driven by passion. So even if I'm very high, in that case, I usually go and just be focused on what I have to, you know, achieve. And when it goes down on low, then it's my passion which brings me up again.
So Sony, for you, it all comes back to passion. In Fire Nation, passion is a big driver. It's a big motivator. And it's something that Sony is able to use very effectively in what he does on a day-to-day business. So look at how you can use passion in your everyday life and really focus on that. So Sony, let's bring things to present times. Let's talk about today. Share with us some things that just really have you fired up with your company right now.
Right now, we last month closed our $1.3 million financing. So I'm very passionate on by building this amazing team. I mean, we already have a team, but I want to expand it and probably going to double it. And then I'm very, very excited about the opportunity in the market. And the market is so huge. There are like 650 million websites.
Wow.
And we want to make sure that we help them to, you know, engage with their users and learn more about those users and make those users brand ambassador of their products and services. So this thing is actually inspiring me, and the whole team is working toward, you know, making a strong relationship between users and their websites and connecting them. So that's the motive for the whole team.
So Sony, you stay cutting edge. I mean, you are on the cusp of technology. Share with Fire Nation one thing that you see in the future that really has you fired up.
The way that we would like to see Logan Radius powering social on 10 million websites, probably over 500 million end users using our solution in next 3 years. So that's what, you know, that's more driving me and company right now.
Sony, we're about to hit the lightning round, but first, let's thank our sponsors. You know that helpless feeling, Fire Nation, when what's in front of you, your reality, doesn't align with what you had planned, but you don't know how to change it. The Brower parents felt helpless when their son had an accident and they couldn't interpret the machines in the hospital. What do those numbers mean exactly? You can imagine the frustration. This experience motivated the entrepreneurial couple to raise $1.6 million on Indiegogo to develop Scan-A-Do, the first medical tricorder. Today, the Brower parents are in the process of developing a suite of products that will empower people to easily monitor their health anytime, anywhere. Indiegogo is the largest global crowdfunding platform, giving people around the world the opportunity to raise funds for any idea. No application process or waiting period means you can start raising funds immediately. Fund what matters to you. Visit fire.indiegogo.com and you'll get a 25% discount on fees. That's fire.indiegogo.com. What's the difference between a business who has a massive audience with tons of raving fans and a business who has a fairly large audience, but not many fans who are the type to tell their friends about them? It's all in the way you treat and interact with your audience, Fire Nation. When's the last time you told your friends about a business who, when you were experiencing trouble with their website or one of their products or services, you weren't even able to get in touch with them for help? Unless it was to vent about how frustrated you were, probably never, right? Customer service, the way you treat and interact with your audience, is still the number one way to shine. So what are you waiting for? If you think your customers might like to get in touch with you via phone, make it easy for them. eVoice is giving Fire Nation $5 off per month forever on top of their 30-day free trial. So just go to eVoice.com, enter promo code FIRE. That makes eVoice under $8 a month. eVoice.com, promo code FIRE. So Sony, we've now reached my favorite part of the show, the lightning rounds, where you get to share incredible resources and mind-blowing answers. Sound like a plan?
Yes.
What was holding you back from becoming an entrepreneur?
Oh, in my case, I think biggest challenge was the financials, you can say, and not having a job, you know, where you quit your job and then you pretty much spend your savings and you hope that you will be making money. So there was a bit fear at the beginning, and it took me a couple of years, but then I was able to overcome and finally I was able to quit the job and move full time into the business.
What is the best advice, Sony, you've ever received?
Watch for the numbers. look at the numbers, what's happening. So be more like a data driven when it comes to making decisions. And that's what I like the most now.
Sony, can you share one of your personal habits that you believe contributes to your success?
I read a lot of inspiring stories, whether it's about a company or individuals or business people or artists or, you know, anybody. Mm-hmm. You know, those great stories, they actually keep me up, and I think I contribute significantly. They have contributed significantly to my success to date.
And where are your favorite areas to find these stories?
Usually I'm on TED Talk, which is a big one, and YouTube, where you find all sort of content, and Wikipedia, and day-to-day, you know, news you follow, and you will come across those success and inspiring stories.
I just gave you a perfect opportunity to plug Entrepreneur on Fire, Sony.
Thanks for that.
Do you have an internet resource like an Evernote that you're in love with that you can share with our listeners?
Tool side, I use Google Keep. All my good stuff I keep there. The resources, I'm always on internet, so depends upon whatever I come across. It's very hard to be specific on that.
So Fire Nation, you can find the links to this resource and everything that we're chatting about in today's episode at eofire.com/Rakesh Soni. If you could recommend just one book for our listeners, Soni, what would it be?
I would like to recommend Lean Analytics from Alistair Kroll and Ben Yoskowitz. And this is a great book, you know, to understand the value of metrics and the data when it comes to making a decision, especially the business decision, while you're building your company. So it's a very great, you know, book and learning for any entrepreneur.
Huge. Well, Fire Nation, I know that you love audio. So if you haven't already, you can get an amazing audiobook for free at eofirebook.com. That's eofirebook.com. And Sony, this next question is the last of the lightning rounds, but it's a doozy. Imagine you woke up tomorrow morning in a brand new world, identical to Earth, but you knew no one. You still have all the experience and knowledge you currently have, your food and shelter taken care of, but all you have is a laptop and $500. What would you do in the next 7 days?
I would focus on learning about that new environment and wherever I am, and then probably connecting with the people or via web.
So, Sony, I have truly enjoyed hearing your journey, and the stories that you shared are so inspiring. Give Fire Nation one parting piece of guidance. Share the best way that we can find you, and then we'll say goodbye.
You guys can find me on Twitter, and my handler is OYESONI, or you can also find me on LinkedIn or my website, company websites, loginradius.com.
So, Sony, share with us one parting piece of guidance.
As an entrepreneur, definitely be driven by your passion. And then when it comes to business, be driven by the data.
So, Sony, Fire Nation is well aware. They can find the links to everything of value that we've mentioned in today's episode by going to eofire.com. Just type in Sony, S-O-N-I, in the search bar, Fire Nation, and his show notes page will pop right up. And Sony, thank you for being so generous with your time, your expertise, and experience. Fire Nation salutes you, and we'll catch you on the flip side.
Thanks for inviting me, John. Really great talking to you.
Fire Nation, are you interested in creating your own podcast? If so, you should come check out our next live webinar for Podcasters Paradise. During the webinar, I talk about the strategies I've used to grow my podcast to over 450,000 unique